Much of the state was blanketed with snow, with 8 inches recorded near Sheboygan and up to 10 inches falling in parts of Crawford County. Many schools either shut down or began late, and highway officials have dealt with hundreds of cars sliding off the road and one jackknife semi that temporarily blocked traffic on I-39 near Beloit. Chris Franks is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service for Sullivan, Milwaukee. He says things have settled down for now. However,
we do have another area, a couple snow bands developing back towards Iowa and northern Illinois. It's going to kind of head up in here late this afternoon into this evening, so we could get another round of some potentially pretty good snow. It's not out of the question to see another inch or two with the second round.
And Greg Swanson of the Wisconsin Emergency Operations Center in Madison says it's not just snow people need to be aware of.
Another factor that is going to come into play are some fairly strong winds that are going to have problems with blowing and drifting in rural areas. And so folks are still going to have to drive very carefully because even though it may have stopped snowing, it's going to start blowing around.
Swanson says people should rethink any travel plans because of the potential for snowdrifts and low visibility. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.